When God created the world and everything in it, He made man in His own image to live here and take care of the world. However, humans started doing evil things and stopped following His commands. They did not pray to Him and they only cared for their own comfort. God decided to destroy the earth and everybody in it. There was only one man who loved God, Noah. Noah loved and worshiped God. He believed in God even though nobody else did. He also taught his family to love and fear God. One day, God spoke to Noah.
Noah, you are a good man. You are righteous and you live a good life with your family. But the world has become evil and all the people in the world deserve to die.
Noah was shocked at what he heard. But he remained calm. But God, these are your people. Have mercy on them.
No, Noah. The world has to be destroyed. I will send a great flood that will destroy the whole of Earth. It will rain without end for 40 days. Every living being on Earth will be destroyed.
So be it. Let your will be done.
Fear not, Noah. I have come to warn you because you have been a good man. You and your family will survive the flood.
You are merciful, my God.
You will have to build an ark for you and your family.
What is an ark, my Lord?
An ark is a big wooden boat. You will build this ark to protect your family from the flood. The ark should be big enough for your family. You will also be taking many animals along with you, so that they can survive too.
But God, I have no knowledge about building arks. How will I do this?
Do not worry. I will give you all the instructions you need. Just follow them, and you will be able to build it without any problem.
Okay, my lord. I will follow your instructions and do as you say.
You must also talk to the people around you and try to convince them to mend their ways. Tell them to turn to me, pray to me, and fear me. Tell them to be kind and do good things. Tell them to stop being selfish and live a good life.
I will do as you say, my lord. And as God instructed, Noah started to cut down trees. He made big planks out of the wood to build his ark. People started noticing what Noah was doing. They gathered around him as he shaped his planks and piled them up. They were curious.
Noah, what are you doing?
Hello, friend. I am building an ark.
What is an ark?
It is a big boat, my friend. It will protect me and my family from the flood.
What flood?
My dear friend, God, our Creator, spoke to me. He said that He is angry with the people, and He is going to destroy all living beings with a flood.
My dear Noah, we don't understand. Where is this flood coming from?
God will send heavy rains. It will rain non-stop for 40 days, and a flood will come and wipe out everything. You can stop this. God is angry with your ways. You only have to turn to Him and mend your ways. Pray to Him. Ask Him for forgiveness, and you will be saved. You can come with me on my ark. You will be saved from the flood.
Noah, have you gone mad? You do not make any sense. Why are you doing all this? Stop building this nonsense ark and look after your family.
Sorry, my friend. This is my work. God has asked me to do this. I have to obey Him. I will build this ark as He has told me. The villagers laughed loudly and returned to their homes. By now, Noah had gathered all the food grains, the seeds, and the animals. He stored the food grains in the ark. God then made the animals arrive in pairs. Every animal and bird on the earth waited in line patiently to enter the ark. There were lions, tigers, elephants, snakes, parrots, zebras, everyone. Two by two, they entered the ark. Then Noah called to the villagers and once again invited them to enter his ark. The people still refused to believe in him. They could not understand why he was collecting animals and placing them in the ark. They continued to sin against God and they refused to enter.
You said it would rain for 40 days, Noah. I don't even see a drip of rain anywhere. Do you still think that you're making any sense? Do you really think that this God is going to save you? You have been making a fool of yourself and trying to make us all fools as well.
I believe in my Lord. He will never abandon me. He has always guided me to do what is right. I am still inviting you to join me in the ark. You will be saved.
We are not coming into your stupid ark. You can do as you please. Just leave us alone now.
Once Noah had completed filling up his ark with the animals, God told Noah to assemble his family and bring them into the ark. Once they had entered the ark, the door was closed and the ark was sealed shut. As soon as the ark was sealed, the first drops of rain began to fall on earth. The villagers were amazed, as there had not been any rains for a very long time. Soon it was raining heavily, and big thunderclouds gathered all around the village. It continued to rain for days, and soon the water was flooding the village. The ark then began to float over the water. People in the village were running for shelter as their homes had been swept away by the flood. Meanwhile, Noah, his family, and the animals he had brought with him were safe and warm in the ark. It rained heavily for 40 days, and in the end there was nothing but water all around. All living beings were drowned, and even the highest mountains were covered by the flood. Noah looked out of the window of his ark and could see nothing but water all around. After 40 days and 40 nights of rain, it stopped raining. The water level slowly started coming down. The Ark continued to sail with Noah's family and the animals. They kept sailing in search of dry land. After many days, Noah sent a dove out in search of dry land. The dove returned as it could not find any place to make a nest. The water still covered every patch of dry land. Noah waited for 1 week and then sent the dove out again. This time, the dove returned with an olive branch. This meant that the water levels had come down. Noah waited for 1 more week, and this time, when he sent the dove out, it did not return. This was a sign that the water had come down and there was dry land. Soon, the ark came to a stop on top of a dry mountain. Then God spoke to Noah.
Noah, it is now safe for you and your family to leave the ark. You can step out to the land. You can now lead a new life with your family. Release all the animals. Let them once again roam the earth.
Thank you, my Lord. I am thankful for your love and faith in me. You have kept me safe through all this. My family is alive and well because of you. We owe our lives to you.
You are a righteous man, Noah. Your faith in me has saved you. Your family has been saved because of your good deeds. I promise that I will never again send the floods.
As a reminder of this promise, God created a beautiful rainbow. Noah and his family lived for a long time on Earth. They had many children, and soon Noah's children and grandchildren were spread all over the world.
Well, here's a question for the Bible students. How many children did Noah and his wife take on the ark? Ezekiel? Two. It said two in the video, but come on, Bible students, how many children did Noah and his wife have?
Three.
And how? And were they married?
Yes.
So altogether, eight people got onto the ark. Noah and Mrs. Noah, because I don't know what her name was, the three sons and their wives. That only showed two little boys. But it's just a reminder, you have to be a bit careful when you watch videos and things. But was it a good story, kids?
Yes.
I think so. I think most people know the story. And we've got some things to talk about in the story in a minute. But I'm going to ask another hard question. What's poetic license? Does any children know what poetic license is? Any bigger people know what poetic license is? Who could tell us? Alright? Yeah, just how you interpret things a bit. That's one way. If you're writing a poem, you can change the words a little bit, just to make them fit in with the poem. And we've got a song called Arky Arky, and it's a song about the Ark. We don't call it Arky Arky, do we? But in the song we do. And then there's some other funny words in there too. What about, though, you think for a minute about when it started to rain. What happened to the dirt when it started to rain? Oh, yes. And so if you were using poetic license and you said, arky, arky, what would you say about the mud, do you think? Muddy, muddy. Okay, now I think a lot of people know this song, so come on, let's hear it.
There's gonna be
Giraffes, and she's right, aren't you, Claire? My goodness, that's a clever one.
Elephants?
Lots and lots of animals, any animal you can think of. But I've got a game now. Well, we need two teams of people. So would the little people come out? They can have first option to be in the game. And then I might have to get some other people. Come on, we need two teams, all the people that are going to play this game. You coming, Jess? Claire, are you coming? Beg your pardon? Yes, llamas came on the boat. Interesting story. How many have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You might have to be in this game, Miss Janet. But I was going to get you to be a spotter. So I might ask Edith to come and be a spotter. And Jill, you can come and be a spotter. No, you're in the game. Let's just move Noah's Ark over a little bit. Just push it over as it is, set up as it is. Now, this is a bit like a relay. The two spotters just have to watch that things are done properly. But the people, the first two people, Harriet and Ezekiel, have to come and stand up on the, here, stand up on the step. I'm going to give you some animals each. Now, this is called animal drop. And you have to take out the animals. Take the lid off now. Take out an animal, one at a time. Yeah. Might be an idea to have a couple out ready. And put this one down, because you probably need all your concentration. Now, down the bottom is a pretend ark. It's actually a little tuple, little plastic container. But you want to see if you can get the animals in there. And when you've got the animals out, the secret is you've got to touch your nose to the animal's nose and then drop it in. So when we say go, we'll give you three goes and then the next person can have a go. Ready? Yes, pick it up first. You ready? Go. No, you don't just reach out and drop it in. You've got to drop it from here. Oh, tricky.
Oh, you've got to come in. Well,
going to be a poor ark. There's not too many animals going in. It's pretty close.
Thank you.
song about Noah, because Noah was strong and courageous. Remember when his friends laughed at him? He didn't worry at all. He was strong and courageous. So here's a nice new song for us.
Strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe by his side. Be strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe. Do not fear the fire, do not fear the water. Not fear the thunder. Jesus has conquered them all. Be strong and courageous. The Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe by his side. Be strong and courageous. The Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe. Do not fear the darkness.
Do not fear the darkness.
Do not fear the sadness.
Do not fear the sadness.
Do not fear the sickness.
Do not fear the sickness.
Jesus has conquered them all. Be strong and courageous. The Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe by his side. Be strong and courageous. The Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe. Do not fear the enemy.
Do not fear the enemy.
Do not fear the poverty.
Do not fear the poverty.
Do not fear eternity. Jesus has conquered them all. Be strong and courageous. The Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe by his side. Be strong and courageous. The Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe.
You sing it on your own.
Invent why they're different. There you are, Angie. What about them? Sand? You couldn't find any, really? What were you? A fish. Oh, yes, but there's some left in the box. And what were you, Slipper? A donkey. Nobody else has got a donkey?
Says.
And when I tell you what Noah says, then if it's a cat, you know what to do. If it's a dog, you know what to do. If it's a duck, you know what to do. If I don't say Noah says, you don't do it. Okay? You do your own cat thing. If I say Noah says, bark everyone, everyone barks, the cats and the ducks as well. If Noah says, yes, they bark. You've got no idea when you play this game what happens. But if I don't say Noah says, only the cats can meow or the dogs can bark or whatever. Are we ready? Noah says, dogs bark and beg. Come on. Noah said. Stop. Thank you, because I didn't say Noah said. Noah said cats meow and lick their paws. Everybody should be meowing, because Noah said ducks quack and waddle. Oh, what a beautiful duck. Beautiful. Dogs bark. I'm glad nobody else got caught up in that. Noah says, dogs bark. Noah said, ducks quack. Listening, because last time we made listening ears so that we could listen to God. This is a practice for listening and doing as people ask you to do. We call it obedience, listening and obedience. Noah says, ducks quack. Cats meow. Noah says everybody should be quiet now because we're getting ready to come to the serious part of the service. What do you reckon? Okay. Seriously, we are up to a serious time when we can think about confession, we can think about communion. So let us affirm our trust in God's mercy and confess that we need forgiveness. Lord God, you created this world and made us in your own image. Lord God, through your Son you overcame evil and death.
Rescue us from slavery to sin.
Lord God, by your Holy Spirit you restore us to fellowship with one another, with you and one another.
Bring your love and freedom into our lives.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you your sins and keep you in life eternal.
Amen.
And a statement of faith. Let us share a statement of belief. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died and rose again, and is coming for all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people, and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith, the faith of the Church.
We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Shall we be ready to have some prayers?
Let us pray. Lord, we present our prayers to you in humility, but with confidence. Humble because you are our Lord, who is great and wonderful and worthy to be praised, but also with confidence because your Son Jesus said that what we ask in his name, you will hear our requests. Lord, we know that you don't always answer our prayers in the way that we would like, but But we still pray to you in confidence, knowing that your answer will be the right answer for us. Lord, we thank you for your world that you created and made very good. Lord, we know that through sin it was not as good as you intended it to be. Lord, there is hatred in your world between countries, between races, between religions, between families, and between rich and poor. Yet, Lord, you taught us to love our enemies, to be fair in all our dealings, and to share our blessings. So, Lord, bless all those living in conflict areas. Let your peace, your love, and your fairness will provide. Lord, we pray for our neighbourhood and for our church. Lord, we pray for the Sunshine Coast. Lord, we are blessed in so many material ways. But yet there are many needs here, including the need to know you better, the need to accept you as their Lord and Saviour, and to follow your commands. So Lord, help us as a church, and that is all of us, to be salt and light in a community that needs your love and your amazing grace. Lord, help us to love you with our heart, soul, mind and strength, and to love our neighbours as ourselves. Lord, we ask your blessing on Bob and Christine, Michael and Ryan, the wardens and the parish council, in fact all of us, Lord. Lord, we lift up to you those who will make up the leadership of the parish at the next day, the AGM next week. So help us to be obedient to your will for this parish. Lord, please bless all those who are given the responsibility to discern your will for our next priest. Lord, we pray for Archbishop Philip and for Bishop Jeremy, for the likes to nominate us, Peter, Mark and Alan, and the parish nominators, Janet, Andrew and John, that they may all be listening to your leading and be obedient to your word. Lord, as we prepare for our annual general meeting next week, and look to planning for the future of your church here at HTK, help us to listen to your guidance, to respond with obedience, and to be prepared to use those gifts that you have generously given us. So Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may be strengthened and inspired in this work for you. Lord, we give you thanks that you are the God who brings mercy and tolerance. So Lord, comfort and heal, we pray, all those who are in sorrow, need, sickness and any other trouble. Lord, those who we now bring to you, Lord, by name in our hearts. Lord, we also bring to you those who we don't know who need your comfort. Lord, give to those who care for them wisdom, patience and gentleness, and to all of us your peace. Lord, we give you thanks for your servants in every age. And Lord, grant that we, with all your saints, may be brought to a joyful resurrection and fulfillment of your kingdom. So accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Loves me, yeah. all creation. Through your goodness, we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings to your glory and the service of your kingdom.
Amen.
Indeed, as we move to this part of our service, the communion part of our service, might I just link with something that we did during the week, and that was that we changed seasons during the week. We changed and we're now in the season of Lent, which is a time of preparation for the Easter. It's a time of a change of colour. You might see that the purple is the colour that we use now as a focus, but also it's a time of that preparation. Last Wednesday we held a service, and we call that Ash Wednesday in the church's year. And during the course of that service, we actually had a write your own prayer time. And that's the reason why that board is up in the corner there. And we're going to have this right through for about the next 6 weeks during the season of Lent. If you'd like to pray personally for something, or even just a word that comes to mind to offer a prayer, on that little table there are some little slips of paper, and you're invited to write something on that piece of paper, and then take one of the pins and put it on the left-hand side of the board. On the right-hand side of the board, you'll find that there are some words that are already written. After you put your prayer point on the board, you're invited to take one of those other words and just sit quietly and reflect on it and think about that and make that part of your prayer for the season of Lent. As I say, it'll be up there each week. As indeed you might notice that in the front here, we have a candle. We lit that candle on Good Friday. On Ash Wednesday, and we'll be continuing to use it through this season of Lent. All of that said, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Gracious God, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. And we pray that we can receive them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit according to our Saviour's word. In remembrance of his suffering and death, they share his body and blood. On the night before he died, Jesus took bread. And when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." May we who share these gifts be renewed by your Holy Spirit and united in the body of your Son. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body.
For we all share in one bread.
So draw near with faith, feed on Christ in your hearts with thanksgiving. Amen.
broken and where dryness leads, where we are tired and weary, you are waiting there to be the way which beckons us beyond despair. Pray for the world, a world of hunger, wine for all peoples, people who thirst. May we who eat be bread for others, may we who drink pour out our love.
Would you like us all to join the big circle and hold hands? Yes, yes, yep. It's a nod, it's a nod. And we can stay in this big circle for the final song. That'll get you worried now. You put your right foot in, you put your right foot in. That's not the song.
Somebody's singing, I'm
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.
God can't do. He made mountains so tall.